raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
Well, that, of course, means it's time for our conservation conversation today here on Q92. And raindrops keep falling on my head. Boy, that's pretty accurate. We have Bert Hendrickson with us today. How are you doing, Bert?
I'm doing fine this morning.
And you're with the NRCS office.
Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Located in the FSA office over there.
Farm Service Agency.
That's a lot of S's and A's. And I think I got it right.
Right, well, at the junction.
Good to have you back on the radio. Haven't had you on here for a while.
No, it's been a while, but something came up I thought I should talk about a little bit to get the word out. Well, if it hasn't been already out, it has been. With all of the excess rain, and a lot of farmers had actually prevent plant acres, it's what the term is. They didn't get their crop planted. NRCS in Minnesota has announced in is conducting an emergency EQIP sign up related to putting cover crops on those prevent plant acres rather than leaving them fallow all summer or whatever. Putting a cover crop on, having something growing out there beneficial to soil health, prevent erosion, all those different lot of different things that could benefit from having cover crops.
Good for the wildlife.
Could get enough growth. With cover crops, we've been pushing cover crops for several years, but typically it's trying to get them growing late in your existing crop. Well, now there's a fairly big window of opportunity to have something grow there and get some growth. And so they announced this emergency EQIP sign up. It's going on through July 12th, which is next Friday. Limited amount of funds, and Minnesota has scraped together some funds, and they'll, you know, will you get funded or not? We don't know. You know,
but you have to apply to get.
You have to apply to even have a chance. If you're thinking about putting cover crops on it anyway, you might throw your hat in the ring. There's paperwork involved with an application. There's a ranking system that we use. Basically, for most people, it would. They're trying to make it as simple as possible. I don't know what simple is in our agency sometimes.
Does each county get X amount of dollars then, or how does that work?
It's not going to be that way. There are the whole county, the whole state is eligible, but 51 counties are priority counties because of the flood, and all these floods. I noticed in the news release that everybody in our area. Yeah. And so it's we're in that area, so that they would rank higher than somebody outside that area. We'd be able to pay for most people about $34 an acre towards cover crops. One aspect of people wanting to plant the cover crops soon, we wouldn't know if we have a contract yet, even if you get funded. So we have a waiver process, you know, to you sign this waiver and we grant a waiver, and then you can actually plant the cover crop before we have a contract. Otherwise, most of the time, if you've already started your practice, we have to say you're ineligible, you know. But with that waiver in hand, you could go out and plant it. We find out later, yeah, you got chosen, you want to proceed with a contract, it'd already be done already, and we'd be able to pay out as long as you meet our standard with the cover crops. So we have some information at the office, types of mixes that could be used. We do have to caution people that there's a lot of things going on, a lot of, you know, there's crop insurance issues, you know, on prevent plant acres. There's Farm Service Agency prevent plant acres. You have to, those rules and things may be different than our EQIP cover crop rules. You have to make sure the insurance aspect is very important to people. Don't violate that. We have rules for our cover crops, and sometimes aren't always the same, you know.
We've talked about it before, but for people who, like myself, who aren't, you know, really in agriculture all the time, what do you plant for cover crops? What do you put out there?
Well, we have a list of a lot of different things, but small grains are very common. Oats, wheat. There's some we call them brassicas, a broadleaf like turnips and radishes and canolas. Those are in individually or in combination because they have different benefits. You know, some of them provide real fibrous roots and will hold the soil real well. Some of them like Sudan grass is grows really fast and produce a lot of biomass, you know. I mean, if you're trying to build organic matter, and yeah, I got a lot to work in, you know. Some people might say it gets too much, you know, but you know, but then there's a possibility this year with some rule changes with the risk management allowing harvest for forage after the 1st of September. Before, most of the time it was November 1st, so hey, I get enough growth and I got some livestock, get some forage to feed, you know, mm-hmm. that's perfectly acceptable under the risk management now after September 1st.
Kill two birds with one stone there.
And you plant plant something that will provide some forage, and right. and then early in September I can harvest it for that. Yeah, can't harvest it for grain or anything, but you can harvest it for forage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's quite a list of things, but there are a few things that EQIP will not allow, and one of them is corn. You know, we don't have corn on our cover crop list, so it's not able to be used as an EQIP cover crop.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been contentious, but you know, there's different information floating on there.
Okay,
but they, and not every state has this emergency EQIP going on. Minnesota has. They've asked for more money, but we do have a limited amount of funds right now. We haven't heard if they're going to get more funds to spread out, help more people.
Okay. Well, you'd be the guy to talk to over there, I would imagine, if they want to get that application rolling.
Yeah, we have a packet of applications sitting there on the front desk, and Sherry, or if I'm there, can fill you in on stuff. It's getting the application in by the 12th of July. Got a waiver request form to sign. Couple of questions will get asked, but
and again, that 12th, that was an extension of the original deadline, right?
No, that is the deadline for this emergency okay. EQIP sign
okay.
up.
Okay, all right.
So we got plenty of other deadlines going on too.
Other deadlines going on. I saw some been extended here recently. Too,
that but, was some other stuff.
But okay, but this is the deadline of the 12th. Okay,
emergency EQIP sign up right. through the 12th of July.
Okay. Very good. And, of course, if you're located over there in the FSA, the Farm Service Agency office, right yep. at the corner of Highways 40 and 75.
Yeah, it's right there at that brick building.
That's right. And they give you a call over there.
And our side of the office is the south side. You come in there, and Sherry would be able to hand you some papers if you decide to want to fill out an application, fill out.
Should mention, I believe you're going to be closed tomorrow on the 4th
yes,
of July.
Yes, we're going to be closed yeah. tomorrow.
And open again on Friday, according to the notice.
We will be open on Friday, and no holidays okay. next
so you're
week
not,
yet.
You're not taking too much time off. Yeah. All right, very good. Well, appreciate you stopping by and giving us good information there, Bert. And any other programs or things we should remind him about over there? Or have you got that much time?
I said all those deadlines that are, yeah. some of them have been extended. We're still working on things, but the EQIP is the big one right now.
Okay.
That somebody could actually sign up for something.
Okay.
We have, in future, EQIP sign up is kind of continuous, but that would be like for next year's program if we were signing up for that. This is a special sign up.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Well, Burton Hendrickson in from the NRCS office in the FSA building right here in Madison. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Maynard.
And that'll do it for our conservation conversation this morning here on Q92.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he's got things done. He's sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to greet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head.